It's 10:04 and a big day of racing today at Newcastle. Let's find out what conditions are like. And Michael Buckley joins me. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Cozzy.
Now, how's the day dawned in Newcastle?
Oh, cracking day so far. I woke up with a little bit of a dew this morning, but cleared into a nice, fine day. Nice blue skies, and we're looking at a top today of 24 degrees. So, should
beautiful.
Be a perfect day of racing. Small, only 7 race card, but should be a good day.
How have you rated the track officially?
Yeah, put up as a good 4 this morning. We had Lara Main gallop this morning in readiness for the all-age stakes on Saturday. He went around, and the track figures for the week, we had 15.5 mils of rainfall and 11 mils of irrigation.
Okay, the rail, so you got the rail at 7 metres the entire?
Yeah, that's correct. We are on the quick backup. We did race on Saturday. Yeah. It was at 5 metres the entire Saturday. And yeah, yesterday did a rail move out 7 the entire today.
With 24 degrees, you'd still have fair grass growth and cover at the moment, would you? Or is it starting to slow down?
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. It is a little bit slow with the dews sort of taking a while to dry up once the sun sticks its head out for the day. But we've had that sort of March period where everything's gone banging. Now it's now it'll start slowing up. So it's really important to sort of look after the track and get us through winter.
Mm. Terrific. All right. Sounds like a great day. Gary Harley is chomping at the bit. He's going to find all the winners for us, Michael.
Sounds great. Thanks, Cozzy.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael. Michael Buckley there from Newcastle. And Gaz is with us. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, beautiful day. God, it's like spring, really.
Mm.
The high of 20. It's going to be like that the whole weekend. So not only augurs well for today, but we're going to have a big meeting at Musselbrook Monday in the area. So fine weather should be good.
Righto. Now the first, and this is a class one. It is over the 2340. One out, number 2, Cass in Black, $5. 3, Gay Sun, $3.30. 4, Western Folk, $2.70. 5, Visibly, $4.60. 6, Catalanic, $13. 7, Ludenham Last, $9.50. Favourite, $2.70. 4, Western Folk.
I think it'll win Western Folk. I wish the top weight was in because I reckon Western Folk would have beat it anyway. And it would have been a better price. But look, this filly has got a very good record here on her home track at Newcastle. She's a high chaparral. All they want to do is stay. She had 2 eye-catching placings at Newcastle over the mile on the 9th of March and the 21st of March, coming from a mile back. Went to Gosford the other day, and she never seemed comfortable on the turning track there. Back here with a big, long straight. That's what she wants. She's had 5 starts here for 1 win and 3 placings. The query is the 2340. And I think that's a query with all of them in the race. But she's bred to run it, and I think she'll win. Number 3, Gayson, will be better suited on the firmer track today. Neil Payne told us the other day at Gosford before the race that she doesn't like a wet track, and she was on a soft 7. She didn't go that well there last start. But prior to that, courtesy of a terrific ride from Christian Reece, she got the money at Goulburn. I think she's a danger. Number 5, Visibly, former Darren Weir stayer, now with Brett Kavanagh, 1 well at Wyong. Hit the line good. Looks like she'll run the trip. And number 2, Cass and Black. He did run 2nd the other day at Canberra. 4, 3, 5, and 2.
Now, race 2 is the Class 2, 1600. 1 Ligulate, $1.95. 2 Stardome, $6.50. 3 Night Ride, $6.50. 4 Faith and Kind, $13. 5 Angel of Heaven, $3.70. 6 Zazania, $18. 7 out. 8 Oakfield General, $18. And 9 Harry and the Duke, $41. Got a shorty here, 1 Ligulate, Godolphin, $1.95.
Yeah, it's the best bet of the day. I got $2.30 yesterday. That's what price it went up. And obviously, it's been very heavily backed. Unusual, James Cummings and Godolphin have only got 1 runner here today. They usually got, you know, anything from 4 to 6 or 7. At the Newcastle meetings, but I spoke to James. When do the acceptors come out? Tuesday. I spoke with him, and he's very, very keen on this fella. He's a doomsday gelding. His form in town is exceptional for a race like this. 3 runs back, he runs 2nd on the Kenzo to at Smart Mirror, Chris Lee's Evelina. Hit the line good. Only got beat three quarters. Went to Warwick Farm and once again come from back and savaged the line to win there. And then its next start, it went on the Kenzo the other day. The run was a beauty. Had a checkered path in the straight and really hit the line. And was it run fourth, but it was beaten less than a length. And the run was a ripper for a race like this. It's not a bad race, but I do think that that it'll be winning Ligulate. Glenn Scope, well, the rider made it the best bet of the day. Second pick, number two, Stardome, for Chris Waller. Won a trial well at Rosehill recently under hands and wheels from Abdullah. He's riding it today. Its first up run at Newcastle was ordinary when it was big odds behind Hit the Target. But it did win a maiden at Canterbury back in October. It's been gelded since that last run at Newcastle when it failed. I'm expecting it to run a much better race. Number five, third pick, Angel of Heaven. She went all right first up at Musselbrook. When she ran third up there, she was in the race. She was running third in a field of 10. She ran on okay to get within a length of the winner, Bidden Bear, and Bidden Bear goes pretty good. So it's got a hope. And number three, Night Ride. Won well, two runs back at Hawkesbury, and then run second in that Bidden Bear race at Musselbrook. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
All right, the third, the maiden, 1,500. One, Regal Toff, 31. Number two, Georgina Gold, $1.95. Three, Tawa Sal, 151. Four, Millennium Force, 23. Five, at the Glenburn, 23. Six out, seven, Counterfeited, 340. Eight, First Pirouette, 23. Nine, Geisler, 350. And 10, Jet Pilot, 21. Favourite, $1.95, 2, Georgina Gold.
There's not much form in this race. Pretty ordinary field. Should win Georgina Gold on that third at Kembla way back in January. The Hawks has got it. Abdullah's riding. Went to the Kenzo first up on April 3. Got beat about seven lengths. Missed a kick. Then went to be second outside the leader. Corey had to steady it at the 1,100 and it was gone at the 300, but had a pretty tough run. As I said, it's a pretty weak field. I think it should win. Number seven, second pick, Counterfeited for Farmer Brown. It went all right at Queen Bien last start. Found the line well. Respectable run at Musselbrook prior to that, getting up to a suitable distance now. Number nine, Geisler went up short, went up 280. Hasn't got closer than six in four runs. But have a look at the others. I've had to put it in for third and number eight, First Pirouette. 2, 7, 9, and 8.
All right, now we go to the fourth event. And this is Benchmark 64, 1,400. One, Regime, 550. Two, Mystic Hill, 2 even. Three, Lettre d'Amour, 19. Four, Miss Louisiana, 10. Five, City of Love, 750. Six, It's Lily, 7. Seven, Ondo Passer, 18. Number eight, Splash of Lime, 23. Nine, Longchamp Blast, 23. 10, Princess Patton, 23. Favourite, 2 even. Number two, Mystic Hill.
I think Regime's got a great over here. John O'Shea's got it. His trial good at Ramwick the other day behind Zusane and Rulamin Ruby, who I think it got beat yesterday, Rulamin Ruby, but she's pretty smart. This horse, 15 starts for four wins. He's a horse that went really good last time in, back in the winter in junior, on third at Canterbury to Braces, beaten a length. Second at Canterbury to Mutarakan, beaten six. Went to Rose Hill around fifth to Tornado Gal. Beaten three near. Won a race at Goulburn and Easley before he went to the paddock in August. He runs 50 on Zuso and got beat four lengths the other day. And Brent Abdullah held him together all the way. Never, ever let him go. Never, ever off the bit. Now, he was handicapped on 62.5. Or she was. She's a mare. I'm half master craftsman. And wisely, John O'Shea's gone for the claim of Louise Day. Take three off. She'll have 59.5. I think she's got a great hope of upsetting the favourite. I've got no doubt Mystic Hill's the best horse in the race. His recent trials are a little bit confusing. Finished near last in both of them. Last in one, second last to the other. Admittedly, it wasn't ridden out or anything, but I don't know. All I know is its race form's outstanding. Won a race nicely at Gosford before a spell. Won at Taree by 5 lengths before that. And run second, just beaten its only other run at Musselbrook. She's a Savabeel, so she might even want further than this after a couple of trials. But she will be very hard to beat. But at the value, I went for Regine. Number 6, it's Lily. Stable made a Mystic Hill with Chris Lees. 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Well up to running a good race in this from the barrier. And number 5, City of Love. Forget the last run. She's better than that. 1, 2, 6 and 5.
Race 5, 900 metre maiden. Now 1 is out. Number 2, Arlie Pugs, $8. 3, Dawn Thunder, $16. 4, Kira Jean, $15. Number 5, Outward, $26. 6 again, Kanchi, $101. 7 out, 8, Got a Minute, $10. 9, Magnolia Power, $1.50. 10, Schengen, $101. 11 out, 12, The Crimson Idol, $51. 13, Bad Boy Charlie, $101. And 14, Kalua Papa, $26. 15, The Heesh and Poet, $5.50. And 16 out, $1.50. Very short, Magnolia Power, Chris Lee, Sammy Clinton.
She should be $1.52 in this field. She looks far too good for this. Trialled brilliantly at Newcastle, 2 starts back. And then she went to Gosford, Sam Rader in the Gosford trial beyond Greenskeeper. She led outside one, and the winner and her went to the line both under no pressure. They're both not pushed out. But the trial was good enough. She's had her issues. I mean, I heard Chris on with you this morning talking about her. She started at Gosford on debut and got beat just over a length of a wear back in May. Next month she went to Canterbury and got beat half a length by Jen Rules. That'd win this and win it easily. Had a spell, 4 months off. October, ran fourth at Hawkesbury behind a Vic, beaten 1.9. Went to the trials after that and won a trial well at Newcastle. Went to the paddock again. So it's paddock, and then come back with that good trial at Gosford the other day. He's got a ton of speed. Walter Power owns it, of course, hence the name. And I think she's been set for a first-up win. Should be another one for Sam Clinton, 900s a go. Newcastle today on the home track, straight up there on the speed. She'll get the money. Second pick, number 2, Arnie Pugs. Couple of easy trial wins on the Beaumont track. No matter what the opposition was like, the Beaumont track into Newcastle. But the mare showed really good speed and bolted in both. Number 15, the Haitian Poet's been a gross disappointment. For a fair while he was in the Hawk stable, he ran a lot of seconds, but he couldn't win a race. He's had 2 runs since he went to Jeremy Gass. Hasn't done much. Needs to improve. And number 8, Got a Minute. Ran second first up. 9, 2, 15 and 8.
All right, race 6, the class 2, 1200, 1 out. Number 2, Cella is 5.50. 3, Casino Mondial, 7.50. 4, Air Wing, 4.20. 5, Oakfield Jet, 11. 6 is out. 7, Stella Sea Sun, $5.50. Number 8, Steamboat Sally, 3.30. 9, Weather Channel, 9. 10 is Dancing Fry, 19 and 11 out. 3.30 favourite, number 8, Steamboat Sally.
Yeah, number 2 is Keller. Kim will be chasing you, she is, you call it Cella. It took her a while to break me in with the name, I can tell you, but I remember it well now, Cella.
I went the soft C.
Well, I used to call it Cella, but Mark said to me, it's Cella. Mm. And I think it's got a hope. What price was it?
Hang on a second, I'll tell you, it's $5.50. Yeah, well, it's funny, it's by Excelebration, so yeah. We'll have to call that S-Celebration.
Exactly, I agree with you.
That's not the case.
Mate, this horse has got a terrific chance. I'll tell you why. Forget the run at Gosford. It was run in a cyclone, that race. That was when we got the big storm. Only a couple of weeks back, 4th of April, we got this massive storm when they were going to the barrier, and it intensified while the race was on. And this horse never went 1 yard in it. Got beat 10 lengths in that race, but forget all about it. Never handled a heavy track. Go back to its form last time in when it won a really good class one at Newcastle, beating Subtle Grey and Wild About Her over the 1400. The only query is it might want 1400 and 1200 on the big track, have done a ride, Each Way Forever at the $5.50. I reckon it's got a huge chance. Number four, Air Wing. Gee, it told good the other day. Air Wing, part owned by Wolf Mueller and his wife, Johnny Muir, great man. And it's by Redoutes. Gee, it was impressive. Win the race at Newcastle back in February. Beat Royal Captain and Quenya that day. Ran third on debut at Newcastle behind Kosciuszko. He won again at Hawkesbury the other day. Last run was a gossip on the heavy track, and it never handled it. It went to the paddock, trialled on the 5th of April behind Jolka and Golden Tycoon. What a hot trial. Got me two lengths, and I thought it went really good. It is a big player. Put it in your quaddies. Number 7, Stella Sea's Son. This will run well. A very, very progressive filly of Chris Lee's by Redoutes. Had three starts on debut at Scone. Got nailed right on the line by Safaris. Went to Scone, won. Went to Taree, won. Went to the paddock. Had two trials and a really good trial the other day on the 5th of April at Newcastle when it sprinted up in the straight, hit the line well. Gibbo's riding it, it's got a big O. And number 8, Steamboat Sally. I think it's a favourite. It's been racing in Victoria. Won one out of six. The Snowdens have got it, so three placings. Hasn't run since it ran fourth at Moonee Valley to embrace me, beaten 2.25 in December. Won a race at Maui and run third at Moonee Valley to Solar Star. Nice trial the other day behind Lean Mean Machine. It was a good tip for it. 2, 4, 7, and 8.
Right, final event, race 7. Now, 1 Redemption Road, 380. 2 Disgraceful, $8. 3 Out, 4 Culnara, 4. 5 Hardly Desired, 550. 6 Warset, 16. 7 Out, 8 My Friend Charlie, 18. 9 Buddy's Ode, 11. Number 10 St. Luke, 26. 11 To Moon, 11. 12 Ready Set Sing, 650. And 13 Rolling in Riches, 151. Favourite, 380. Number 1 Redemption Road.
Got a good chance. I'm giving Disgraceful a big over there. At $8, the boy claimed 3, young Reese Jones. He hasn't ridden a provincial winner yet. Have it today. So the horse will carry 57. He's going really good. He ran 4th in the Musselbrook Cup in a much better race than this last start behind the Bandit and Blinkin' Hard. He got beat 3. He's run at Wyoming on Zeppelin when he ran 4th, beaten less than a length and a half. Was very, very good. And he ran well at Wyoming on Tough Larry, who's a City Saturday class horse. And he did run really good here behind the line one day. What he does, he's a back marker. He loves the long straight, and that's what he's got today. He's a back marker, but he can run on really good. And at the end of 1400, that'll be ideal for him. I think he's got a big each way open, $8. Number 2, Disgraceful. Number 1, Redemption Road's got a big O. 3 off to Chris Williams. Barrier 1. Last start, run 2nd to re-edit. Chris Waller's horse at Hawkesbury, re-edit, led all the way. This horse looked like he might have had him at the 200, but re-edit outstayed him, and she's heading to Queensland for the Queensland Oaks re-edit. This horse had very good form before that. Barry White don't bring many to Newcastle from Hawkesbury. Got Barrier 1 in the claim. It'll run a big race. You've got to put it in your quaddies. Caldera's first up. What's he got now? Where's his record? 10 starts, 3 wins, 2 placing. He's got a bad habit of getting up on the bit. He's got a ton of talent, this horse. But if they slow up in the race, he gets up on the bit and he wants to pull. Today, he's got Gibbo, good barrier. He's up on the speed runner. He'll be up in the first few. Particularly nice and fresh. And a lovely trial. I'm just looking for the... Yeah, Newcastle the other day behind Can I Rock when he ran third. Went really good, got tightened up badly late in the trial. Number 6, best of the others, Warset. Sam Clinton, doing its best work late the other day. Former Kiwi with Chris Lees. Might be quite ready yet. Don't be surprised if it don't run into a place. 2, 1, 4, and 6 short.
All right, it's a beautiful day, 24 degrees. As Michael said earlier on, it's going to be just superb. We need a couple of winners now to top the day off.
Well, I think, what's its name?
Ligulate.
$1.95. Yeah, it was. It might under $2. I'm just having a look. I think Regine on the each way basis, maybe in race four, number one, at about $5.
Mm.
I think it'll definitely run a place on its trial, and I think it might be able to win.
All right, terrific. We'll look forward to that. And Legal 8, maybe just do a multi.
Well, my dad had many multis, but had one the other day, and unfortunately, two of them won, and you know what happened to the other one.
It runs second.
Exactly. You won the golden Easter egg.
And if you'd backed it each way, it would have run fourth. You know that.
It was only 280. I couldn't back it each way.
No, never mind.
Yeah, the rail's out a bit. And Mike will explain that. They're on a backup meeting.
Yeah.
But it's ironic, isn't it? People say to me, you're biased. You say it's the best track in the state. Well, mate, there's not a track anywhere that can handle water and rain. This track. Now, yesterday, they trialled on the Beaumont track, and there was a heavy 10. The course proper we're running on today is right outside the Beaumont track, and it's a good 4.
Yeah.
If you're on the Beaumont track today, it'd be a heavy 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And this has happened a heap of times. This track just eats up water. And I know it's, in a way, it's a worry because they've got to put that much irrigation on if there's no rain around, but that good drop of rain the other day just topped it off. The track will be magnificent. And the boys who rode there on Saturday just said how good it was. It's just a great track, but it does take a bit of maintenance because of the amount of water required, but it's well worth it.
Yep, fantastic. Well, we'll hear you there through the day, and we'll get your late mail later on.
Who's on Chinwag today?
No, Chinwag's finished during the winter now. We got because of the early starts of the races, so we've got a break now.
God, I had a couple for you. I'll wait till you come back.
Yeah, too right. No, I always welcome because it's great. People find people and say, hey, what about this? And go, wow, that'd be great. And I found some of the best that way. Someone will just mention a name, you go, there's a beauty.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yep, amazing. But there are different ones out of the blue, and it's good because you get people from all walks of life, all parts of the state, all ages, everything. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, mate, good you talk. Have a happy Easter into our putters.
Yeah,
anyone
too right.
Out the Raymond Terrace way, I'll be doing a TAB promotion in the Lakeside Tavern. It's the other side of Raymond Terrace here in our area on Saturday. All welcome. Plenty of good prizes to give away. Cost you nothing to come. All you got to do is pay for your beer.
That's exactly right. Good on you, Gary. Have a great day and a top weekend, mate.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Gary Harley, always great to catch up with him. We'll have his late mail from Newcastle through the day. It's 10:28. It's Sky Sports Radio.